This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, top of the morning. Mayor joins us this morning. Mayor Dave Beter, all decked out in his X game.
Good morning.
What do you call those things on your knees? Kneecaps.
They wouldn't be pants today, Fox. No, it is exciting. The X game's kicking off today and running through tomorrow. It's phenomenal. We got athletes from all over the world. Lots of folks excited.
I know Chris has lots of questions to ask you about this. Here's what I got to ask.
Okay, you first.
I have to... Somebody comes up to you, kind of buttoned down, conservative Mayor Dave Beter, and says, "Say, man, let's have the X Games in Boise next summer. This will be great to bring a lot of people in, yada, yada, yada."
Well, I can't.
Do you get these kinds of things? Are you receptive to them? How does this work?
Oh, I am receptive to them. I tell you that I can't say that I know a lot of moves on skateboards, but I can't tell you it's a great activity for young people, especially. Oh, yeah. We're all worried about kids being too sedentary and inside playing video games or on computers, and there's lots of ways to get out, but skateboarding is a great one. It's unscheduled. Kids are so programmed, it seems, these days, that skateboarding is still pretty wide open. I've checked this out, but I don't believe I've ever seen a fat skateboarder because they're moving
and
around.
And you're not about active. To anytime soon either.
I don't think so. It really is. They're
go ahead and vouch for that.
They're out there working. The Rhodes Park has just been phenomenal. Getting kids out, excitement around it. And just within 6 months of opening it, we got the X Games, which is mm-hmm. Just a great showcase. They do features on Boise. They bring a lot of folks to town that hadn't been here. Really, we get a national and international traction on this kind of thing. So it really is. I can't say, like I said, I was in Thrasher magazine. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
When we opened it up, I didn't know what Thrasher magazine was.
Star of stage screen and Thrasher magazine.
But I really do support the activity, getting folks out. And
okay, you mentioned 6 months. Do you expect this?
Oh, gosh, no.
6 months?
A gentleman named Johnny Shellereth started a company called Element Skateboards and Skate Clothing. He's kind of made Boise a second home, and he's the one that really pushed it out to the broader community. They picked it up, right after we did the opening and said, "Boy, that looks pretty good." He tells me, and he knows, that that Road Skate Park is literally the best skating facility in the world. And
wow.
He knows that. Wow. And they don't talk about, we have a couple acres, they talk about square feet in most skateboard parks. So it's put us on the map for skateboarding and for outdoor activity, and that's it's a good place to be.
See, the first thing I was going to do was complain that my route to work has been changed the last couple of days.
I understand
days
that, Chris.
Because I normally drive right past the skateboard park, but I think it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it sure is. And, some of these athletes have endorsement contracts in the $8, $10 million, things like that.
It's so, like when we first saw Shaun White.
Exactly.
Where is this guy?
Yeah.
And now we're going to see other people.
Yeah, it really is something. And again, what we like about it, it's a great showcase for the city, but the facility is great activity for folks to get out and have fun.
Would that be a label you'd be in support of, skateboarding capital of the world?
I think that would work. Huh? Like I said, we're known for outdoor activity and recreation, and this is a good piece of it. And like I said, the you know, the positive things that can come out of it, especially for young people, is it's just another way for them to get out and get involved, and we're really supportive of that.
And Chris mentioned, and we get all of these people that hate everything. They they hate the fact that they have to go two blocks out of their way to get to work.
I don't skateboard. Why do I have to pay for that?
That's right.
I don't know. Your house isn't burning right now either.
But no, and really, what do you say to those guys? You know, step them and get out of the way. Let the future come.
Well, we say thank you, sir, and move on. You know, we elected officials don't really have.
That's why you're still in
office. Yeah. Things to say, exactly. Exactly right. But really, you know, there's always going to be some negative in any move, but there's just a lot of excitement and a lot of great things going on. This comes on the heels of the biggest convention we've ever had in the city of Boise.
Yeah.
It's been a great week. I've talked to downtown businesses, doubled their sales and their business. Everybody had a great time, and you know, we do one of those successfully, the chance of doing others is increases. So it's been a great week.
Plaza reopens. We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 8:50.
All of a sudden, I feel like all I'm doing is obstructing the view.
I'm just going to sit here and shut up.
Okay. Mayor Beter, how you doing? We've got Mayor David Beter from Boise, obviously, in here. You have something to say, don't you?
I do have something to say. I am, first of all, proclaiming something. I'll just hit the highlights. It's a little bit long. But whereas Paul J. Snyder has been a fixture in Boise radio and television for the past 50 years, including a 35-year career as voice of the Broncos by providing play-by-play for Boise State University football and basketball games. And whereas Paul J. graduated in 1966 from the University of Idaho and moved to Boise in 1967 to work for 670 KBOI and KBOI-TV, where he produced and announced weekend news on TV and nightly news on radio before being named sports director and joining the evening news team. And whereas easily the most recognized broadcast voice in the state of Idaho, Paul J. won more than 50 awards for excellence, including several ISBA awards as top morning show host and play-by-play broadcaster, an international award for the weekly Insight on the Outdoors program with Idaho Fish and Game Director Jerry Connolly. In 1972, he became the voice of horse racing at the Bois Park, and still to this day is chairman of the Idaho Racing Commission. And whereas the city of Boise is proud to present Paul J. Snyder, a key to the city for dedication that he has shown to the Boise community and for continually exemplifying what it means to be a Boisean. Now, therefore, I, David H. Beter, mayor of the city of Boise, do hereby proclaim June 9th, 2017 as Paul J. Day.
Hey.
But the bigger deal, we are as stingy with keys to the city as any city in the country. In 14 years, I've given 11. Two of those were really ceremonial for dignitaries from outside the city. We are as tight with these. You have to win 3 gold medals, the Fiesta Bowl, climb Everest as an amputee, or do 50 years of broadcasting in the same city in the same place. So,
I think I got it easy.
Paul J., it really is a pleasure for me to present to you a key to the city of Boise. It needs to be put together, I see, because the key's up on top here. And that's going to need to be replaced, I think. But in any event, Paul J., congratulations. This is a phenomenal thing. Like I said, I think we had a little
keep talking into the microphone up there, Mayor.
No, it's really something. Like I said, we're as stingy with these as they come, but it's a phenomenal accomplishment of what you've done. Carried yourself well in a public, very public job for this many years. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure. Hey. And here's your Paul J. Day.
Speech.
Well, I've always thought that had the best of all worlds in Boise, because when I got here, it was a junior college kind of town, and basically I've grown up with Boise. A lot of people, when they need to advance their careers, they keep setting their sights on the next place, the next place, the next place. This was the next place. This place kept growing, and all I had to do was hang on, go along for the ride. I was sensational.
Well, it's something, I tell you. It's not likely to happen anytime again soon, I don't think. But it is really, really something. You know, I'm from Boise. I grew up along with you here. And, you know, that kind of consistency and integrity and commitment to a place and to a profession is a pretty rare thing. So we really are proud of you and congratulate you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And we've had great guys, had great leadership. Don Morin and the current leadership group, starting out with Charlie Wilson back in the day, you know, Citadel, Cumulus, all the different people who I've worked under. It's been incredible. The Oklahoma victory, of course, was tremendous. Lon's show and mine, you know, the Dunn and Snyder show, a number one show for 20 years. And then working with Chris for 16 years. absolutely. It's been incredible, and it's been a great ride. So, love it.
This isn't just because you didn't want to talk about global warming. Is
it's not.
Okay.
It is not.
All right, good.
No, like I said, I get asked all the time, can you give this person the key to the city? Can you do this? And we don't want to dilute it. It's the highest honor we have, and we want to keep it that way. You know, even though we've made some folks upset over the years. Yeah, it's reserved for you have to do something pretty special to get it, and that's the way we want to keep it. But that's something. I mean, it's just like I said. I don't think there's anybody challenging that 50 years out there anytime soon. Although Chris, maybe you're working on it.
Yeah, I'll see you in 20 years.
Never know. You never know.
We got to wrap it up.
And we're on TV.
Yes, we are.
In the morning, on the radio.
Lots of media.
All right.
Thanks, Mayor Dave Beter.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations again, Paul J. We'll see you soon.
KBOI News Time, 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
It's Idaho Talks Live. If you'd like to be a part of our discussion this morning, 336-3700, 336-3700, the local number to call. Call now. And outside the area, 1-800-529-5264. That's 1-800-529-KBOI, #670 on Verizon Wireless. We'll get you right through. If you want to send us an instant message, do that by going through our KBOI website, which is kboi.com. And for those of you who might just be tuning in right now, in the last half hour, we had Mayor David Beter in here, and he declared that today, June 9th, 2017, is Paul J. Schneider Day in the city of Boise, honoring the fact that he's been on KBOI now for 50 years.
Ooh-ah.
Well done. That was fun. We had a full house in here, a whole bunch of people in the studio.
Yes, we did.
There are normally like a maximum of three of us in here.
Yeah. And it's an open phones Friday.
There were more like 40.
Yeah, give us a call.
But if you want to talk about what happened yesterday with Mr. Comey or the president, or if you want to talk to Paul J. and tell him congratulations, you're welcome to do that as well. 336-3700. Did you watch the hearings yesterday?
I did not.
I think my wife wanted to see him, so we watched him just about all day long.
I tell you what, your wife's a barracuda.
She can be, yeah, exactly. she feels very strongly about, you know, her opinions on politics and things like that. We were interested to see Senator Jim Risch from Idaho, and he asked quite a few questions. And then he got on every single national news show because he was the one who kept pointing out that, according to former FBI Director Comey's actual testimony of what the president said to him, he said, "I hope that you can, you know, lay off General Flynn. I hope that, you know, all of this can go." And Jim Risch wanted to point out that he said hope. See, now, Jim Risch is a lawyer and has been a lawyer for a long time. And if I were a lawyer, I would probably do the exact same thing, which is point out that here are the actual words that he said, despite what you thought he meant. Now, yesterday, I even said to somebody, I can defend what I said, but I can't defend what you thought I meant. And then right after that, the same sort of thing was happening.
And that's where we are in the hearings. And I don't know how you defend that.
No.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Let's take a break here. We'll get the board set up, and we'll be off and running. It's 9:09.
Well, that was fun. Boy, we had television people in here. We had people live streaming what was going on. And for those of you, again, who may have just tuned in, Mayor Beter declared today Paul J. Schneider Day in the city of Boise.
Yep.
And gave you the key to the city. And he said that's like he has been mayor for 14 years. And he said he's given those 11 times.
Two of those were to out of state.
Yeah,
it,
well, right? Like, you know, the people who came here from Spain and different places. But Kristen Armstrong had to win 3 gold medals to get one.
Yep.
So, but you had to spend 50 years.
Yeah.
35 of that doing
Kristen's Boise a corner state. Cutter.
There we go. Yeah. Well, she's faster than everybody else, so that's good. But 35 years doing Boise State football and basketball and 50 years doing this sort of thing.
KBOI rewards code.
Paul.
P-A-U-L.
Yes, P-A-U-L.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to Bill of Boise. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm 74 years old, and I was born and raised in Twin Falls, and I think I followed you. I've known you since Twin Falls. You didn't know me, but I've known you since then. And enjoyed your sports commentator all the time, and your news with Lon Dunn, and now with Chris. So, and stay in there for another 25 years.
What's your last name, man?
Poppleton.
Poppleton.
Yeah.
We're the same age, baby.
Yeah. Like I said, I knew you from Twin, and we used to live right there across from O'Leary Junior. Well, it used to be O'Leary Junior High School. Mm-hmm. High school.
So we were neighbors.
Yeah. Like I said, I knew you, but I wasn't all that popular in school, but you were, so.
Well, I don't think I was either at that point in time.
Anyway, I think you ran around with Uriel Simmons as kids.
Yep.
And so congratulations again. Like I say, another 25 years, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call. It's Open Phones Friday. Give us a call. Local number 336-3700. You can call right now. Outside the area, 1-800-529-5264.
Let's go to Keith of Eagle. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations, Paul J.
Thank you.
I guess there's one thing you haven't seen in 50 years. Hopefully you'll see it tonight. a complete sweep of the NBA playoffs.
I think I might see that tonight.
I'm hoping you do. I really hope you do.
And in fact, you know, I'd say the odds are really good that I'll see that tonight.
I'm hoping so. And make sure you give them props on Monday if they do.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Keith calls you every day.
Well, Keith really likes the Golden State Warriors.
He's a Golden State guy.
Yeah.
Push comes to shove.
HG of McCall sent an instant message. Congratulations, Paul J. You're the best. I hope you have the best day ever.
Looking forward to it.
That's a good song from SpongeBob. Best day ever.
Best day. Thing I loved about SpongeBob, they'd be like riding bicycles. and bicycles that go over a cliff and they explode and all that stuff. Bicycles don't have gasoline. What? That used to just,
you know, drag me up, and Natalie and I... It's amazing how
we
you
would
know,
wait for the explosion.
Yeah, it's amazing how the story of a sponge and a starfish can be so surreal at times.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that you're going, well, that wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't really happen underwater with bicycles. Mike Boise says, "Congratulations, Paul J. Does this mean it's Paul J. Day every year for eternity on June 9th, or is it just for this year?" I think we should go ahead and celebrate it every June 9th.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
It's only about 3 weeks till your birthday, so, you know, we'll just start the celebration now and end it up about then.
All right. Let's go to Skip Paul. Skip, good morning.
Good morning, Paul J. Hey, I just wanted to get my 2 bits worth in here, and congratulations on a big 5-0. That's fantastic.
I never thought I'd make it, Coach.
Well, yeah, you did. You played hard. You played well. You did a great job. I certainly enjoyed my professional relationship with you when I was the football coach and you were the radio play-by-play man, and we spent a lot of time together talking about Bronco football.
Yep, we certainly did. Give my best to your family. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. You take care, Paul J., and again, congratulations.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to Rich Boise. Rich, good morning.
Well, I wish they'd let us know about this. I didn't know about it. I didn't have anything planned for Paul J. Day. So it's kind of but that was a total surprise, huh? Because I was thinking, guys, they would have had your daughter there and some other people.
We're gonna have a thing a little bit later on in the summer. My daughter's going to come up, and we're going to have some stuff going on, so it'll be good.
But another thing I was calling about, though, is this. Listen, Trump clears the office, right?
Right.
Asks Comey if he wants his job, and then says, "I hope you'll do something." I mean, if you're in your car at night, you pull up to a street corner, somebody jumps out with a shotgun, puts it in your face, and says, "I hope you'll give me your car." Do you think that was just a wish? it's kind of pretty obvious what was going on. And then for Trump, it was hilarious for Trump to send out a tweet with lies in the tweet, and him accusing somebody of being a liar is just hilarious enough. But Comey's testimony, people are saying it's not proof. It would be evidence in a court of law. Many people have gone to jail over far less detailed notes by police and investigators than what Comey had. Comey, it would be evidence in law. And he would be pretty believable before a jury. He had many opportunities there. If he just wanted to be petty and to slam Trump, he had a lot of opportunities there to do that, and he avoided them.
The only times he really seemed even the least bit vindictive, I think, was when he was saying that all of a sudden, they're on TV saying that the FBI is falling apart, and he says that's absolutely not true.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you could tell, or you could infer, I guess, by the way he said that he meant that, and he was upset about that, and you could kind of give it away, but I don't know if all this stuff if this would lead to to an article of impeachment or not, but it does kind of show a little bit of a character Trump. And then you have Paul Ryan and Republicans out there saying, well, he just didn't understand how things are. Well, from watching TV and being around during Watergate, I know that you can't do that. Who doesn't know that you can't get the law enforcement in there and suggest them to stop an investigation? It did, and he ran for president and said he knew everything, so he should have known, right?
All right.
Well,
thanks.
Interesting points.
Yeah.
You know, that was one thing that kind of got to me yesterday is after, right after Comey was done. In fact, before he even finished, you know, I looked on Twitter and Facebook and watched all the different news. And it just depends upon who you were asking. If you were asking somebody who tends to be conservative or on the right or is a Republican, they generally said, well, obviously, that everything that was said there completely exonerated him. And then the people who are on the left said, no, this is the thing that's going to take him down for good. So, you know, they're all looking at it with completely different results.
What in the world is going to happen?
I don't know.
Is it going to be another he said, she said?
Or in this case, he said, but yeah.
He said, he said.
Yeah, I imagine it may very well be. I don't know necessarily that the president has to go before the Senate and explain anything to them. But it kind of depends on what the Senate, you know, what Congress decides to do. And they are still a majority Republican. So maybe not for that reason, but maybe just, you know, maybe they won't think there's any impeachable offenses. But for whatever reason, I don't really expect it to go that far, to tell you the truth.
You don't?
No.
It's just going to.
It might, though. I mean, I've been wrong before.
Well, and this is.
I didn't think they were going to bring up articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton.
No, me neither.
And then they did. So.
Yeah.
So I was surprised. Not
surprised.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by the causes necessarily, but I was surprised that they just went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
You know, because even with Nixon, they were getting ready to, and then they didn't because he resigned. And so before that, you have to go back to Andrew Johnson.
KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
That Michael Savage?
No, that's Nate Shellman.
Oh.
Pull up a mic there. Well, not Michael Savage, but I mean, you know. Pull up a mic, Nate.
Glad Paul J. wore a great shirt for his day today.
Thanks.
It's cool. It's kind of Hawaiian. I like it.
Would you have dressed differently if you had known you were getting the key to the city?
shaking his head. No, and he's right.
It's like you're insulting him and trying to congratulate him at the same time. I mean, yes, I understand how that works too. But
and I'm sitting here going, my wife bought me this shirt. If I dish this shirt in the air, I might as well not go home.
She's talking to somebody else, though. She's not listening.
As far as you know.
I like it. It reminds me of Hawaii, and I like Hawaii. Yeah. And that's far enough.
I'm just glad you wore pants. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, You're the only one, by the way, that pushes that.
What? The pants thing?
The shorts thing.
I know.
You are the only one. Because we have a no shorts thing here.
We have a dress code. This is radio.
Now, let me. Oh, we have guests and things that come in, you know. But
well, you guys do. I don't.
Well, occasionally. Yeah. Well, but, I mean, the TV cameras were here today, and people were live streaming this sort of thing.
But
so
they're not video. They're not videotaping under the console.
Okay. That's a good point. And I will admit, I used to be in the. It was Channel 7 at the time. I used to be in the Channel 7 studio a lot when they were doing the 6 o'clock news.
I was in TV with no pants, and
various ones. I mean, it wasn't no pants, but they'd have on a sport coat and a tie and a nice shirt, and then down below they'd be wearing jeans and tennis shoes.
No, we'd have shorts on.
Did they fix your plaque, by the way?
No.
Here's a broken key to the city.
We don't give out many of these.
That's why I don't bother to go to bobblehead nights either. Every time I get one, it's broken already. And say, okay, never mind.
No, that was cool. I think it's good.
Congratulations.
And I have every faith that I will someday get that back. All right.
Somebody has to have some super glue.
Go play in the hall.
Later. Bye.
All right.
Congratulations.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Stephen in Boise. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris, Paul J.
Morning.
I wanted to say congratulations along with everyone else. That's
Thanks.
Quite an achievement. You do such a great job with this show. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was listening to or watching a movie, rather, the other day, and I thought, gosh, this guy's voice reminds me so much of someone. Who is it? And it was Gary Cooper. And I said, Paul Jay and Gary Cooper sound the same.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, have you been told that before?
Yeah, he's made a lot more money than I did, though.
Maybe a little bit. But, again, congratulations. And on another subject, I wanted to mention, as far as the Comey hearings go, I was kind of it was good to listen to what was on the air, but it was disappointing that, well, I can't remark about that because that'll be in a closed meeting, a private meeting. So, like, the real meat is something that other people will, you know, be able to hear. So I guess that's not.
Yeah. There's so much of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. One of the newscasters last night that my wife was watching, I just kind of overheard. I was in the other room, but said that, you know, here's what you need to do. Run for office, because if you don't get elected to Congress, you will never know what they say behind those doors, if you're that curious.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point.
And also, P.S., I like your shirt. I think it looks great.
All right. Thank you. All right.
That's good stuff. Okay, yeah, have a good
Thanks.
Day.
All right. Steven likes my shirt.
Absolutely. Well, so do I.
Yeah. So do I. Let's go to Bill of Weezer. Bill.
Yes. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
That key's probably big enough you won't lose it, huh?
You know, I lost my keys yesterday. I did.
I just wanted to talk about Comey, and you know, I was just tuned in, but on the news this morning I was hearing that, you know, a lot of folks are calling him a leaker and charge and all that kind of stuff. And I just wanted to note for those folks that it was President Trump that brought this stuff out first about him being told that, you know, he wasn't under investigation, and that whole thing. He was brought it up first, and I imagine Comey's going to defend himself.
Yeah, I think he is, I think he might be pretty capable.
Yeah, so the leaking, when they talk about him being leaky, they ought to look at their president.
That's so odd. That is so odd, talking about a president being leaky.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can take any more of this.
Anyhow, congratulations. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't. I would rather. Let's put it this way. I guess I would rather a politician call me a leaker than, say, a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm personal preference. Paula of Boise says, remember the tapes Trump claimed to have when Comey heard there were tapes, he released his notes. Of course, nobody believed Trump was telling the truth about having recordings. Well, he still hasn't really addressed that.
No, he hasn't, one way or the other.
Yeah. But it's kind of a, it almost seems like sometimes he does present a challenge to people out there. Like, you know, some people can take it that way. Like, I dare you to do this.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you have a chance? Let's throw philosophies out the window and all that stuff, right?
Okay.
You have a chance to go to work for...
Let's throw our phones out the window as well.
It's my daughter. Thanks, Nat. You have a chance to go to work for Trump,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Philosophies be damned.
Right. Okay.
Do you?
Let me tell you straight out. I mean, okay.
Do you?
assuming that all the factors that I want are in there.
Sure.
Like, for instance, money, and I can, you know, because. Stuff like
hey,
that.
And
if I'm going to work in Washington, D.C., it's got to be enough, you know, to be able to live
sure,
there because it's
absolutely.
Very expensive there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I probably would.
Be a challenge.
It would be a challenge. I wouldn't do it for the prestige or anything like that, you know, or necessarily because, that, you know, that's the kind of job I'm looking for because I'm not. But I would probably, I guess I would probably do it just, I don't know, out of, I it could be a sense of obligation.
I mean, every day it'd be an adventure.
Well, if you didn't, and the thing is, too, I mean, I get the feeling that if you don't agree with a lot of what he does, you're not going to end up on his team. But if you don't agree with something, you know, maybe you could, you know, subtly be part of changing it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, you know, but yeah, that's a good way. If you do work for the president, and I don't know, I imagine Obama would have been the same way. George W. Bush, you know, Clinton, they're all very different people, obviously. But you said, again, throw philosophies out the door.
Yeah,
it'd be an interesting job just because of the things that.
Oh, my God. Well, every day driving to work, you'd be going.
Now, I'm not interested in I'm not interested in power.
No.
But I would be interested in trying to, you know, help with, let's get this right, you know. Let's get this right so it's a good deal for everybody and, you know, healthcare, whatever that we're going to do. Or, as I like to call it, you know, libertarian-type stuff, freedom. Freedom issues.
Yeah.
Like, let's not impede freedom issues. On the other hand, let's, you know, also not be morons.
I got to admit, I'm kind of surprised by your answer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to be surprised. KBOI News Time, 9:45.
Boise Mayor Dave Beter proclaims today Paul J. Schneider Day. Details coming up on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:49. Got lots of people hanging on the phone here, so okay. Let's find out what's on their mind. Let's go to Kevin of CUNA. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. After my comment, I'd like to quickly plug my nonprofit's event tomorrow. Anyway, Paul J., I've been listening to you since the Dennis Snyder days, so congratulations on you. And I'm adding you to my my big three of Boise icon giants. So here's how it goes. Morrison Knudsen built the canals that watered Jack Simplot's potatoes, thus giving Joe Albertson something to sell in his stores while Paul J. reported all of it. What do you think about that? That's good. Anyway, so tomorrow I'm part of the Idaho Motorcycle Rodeo Association. We're a not-for-profit. I learned that this week from you, Chris.
Yep.
A not-for-profit 501c3 organization. Tomorrow at Homedale, at the Batiole Arena at 1 o'clock, it's free to attend, is the Owyhee Thunder Indoor Motorcycle Rodeo. And anyway, it's a great event. It's basically a bunch of Harley riders throwing their bikes out in the dirt like they're horses. It's fun to watch. It's family friendly. Our fundraiser is going to be the 50-50 raffle, so the winning ticket holder gets 50% of the money that we raise on it. And the other half we're giving to the Caldwell Veterans Memorial Home, Caldwell Veterans Memorial House, actually. And they're refurbishing the old 1913 Carnegie Library in Caldwell.
So yeah, I saw that. County, great work. Great work.
Yeah, and that way the Canyon County vets have a place to get, you know, services and hang out with the other vets. So it's for a good cause. It's fun to watch, and it's family-friendly, and it's free, this Saturday, 1 o'clock.
All right.
Thanks, Paul. You do a great job. You too, Chris. See you
guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Kev. Good stuff. Let's go to John at Caldwell. John.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm really embarrassed. I heard this go on the radio, and I thought he said PB&J Day. I've got like about 350 sandwiches here. I just don't know what I'm going to do with.
Oh, I have a suggestion. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we can start here.
All right, I'll drop it right by.
Good stuff.
Well, I've been listening to you. I've told you this before, since way back, and I don't even know what network it was that you're all on, but the Dan Smead, Dick Early, Susan Eby, and there was Marty Holtman and you. That's all I can remember of those past days. So that's quite a alumni. That's quite a class reunion right there of people that are, I think, are icons of our, you know, history of newscasters.
Yep.
Were you on those same networks together? Or
all right, give me the name. Susan Eby. She worked at Channel 7. I was at 2.
And you've always been with Channel 7. That was Dick Eardley and Dan Smead.
Dick Eardley. I worked with Eardley. He was my news director at Channel 2. Dan Smead, I worked with. He did traffic for us here. He was on Channel 7 when I was on Channel 2.
And then his brother was the mayor of,
yes,
of Boise.
He had one of the funniest lines, which I can't repeat right now, but he used to just crack us up every morning with his intro to traffic.
And then, of course, Marty Holtman.
And Marty Holtman, I worked with at Channel 2 for years.
Okay, so that's, you know, congratulations, a big, you know, lifespan here in the Valley, and we do appreciate you.
Right.
And I'll eat these sandwiches. My comment is with the Comey President Trump thing, and it ties into what Rich was saying. He apparently doesn't have any concept of economics and constitutional law. The president isn't above the law, but there's an extra step within the presidency for the law. And you cannot criminally investigate him anyways. He can summarily dismiss any investigation he wants to, and he's within the rights of the office of president to do that. He could have pardoned Flynn outright and said this investigation is over. But he didn't. He chose not to do that. He chose to go through this process, I think, to show fairness. Now, does that mean that the president is above the law? No. If he commits a crime, he first has to be impeached. And the impeachment takes no evidence. It's just the Congress and the Senate get together and say, okay, this guy is, you know, he's a maniac or whatever reason they give, and then they impeach him. And then it goes to a criminal investigation like everybody else in society would have to endure. So there's a little bit of what I know about what small amount I know about the constitutional law.
All right, good stuff. Thanks for the call.
We're about out of time here. David Boise wants to know if your voice is insured with Lloyd's of London, because he figures if Tina Turner can get her legs insured, then probably you ought to be able to get your voice insured.
Yeah. I don't know. Tina might have better legs than I have a voice. I'm not sure. But then again, she might not.
Well, from me, congratulations. Thank you. Today is...
Congratulations, Paul J. Yeah.
Next time.
It's Paul J. Schneider Day in the city of Boise. Get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, get out there and buy me cars.
Congrats, Paul J.
Thanks. That voice is Rick.
Yeah, I'm over here, my man.
Disembodied.
Good job.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.